866-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Almost half of all Americans are forced to retire unexpectedly. Could you be next? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, discover how to retire on your terms.
America's Wealth Management, Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Ooh, push that button.
Lost over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
What's really pathetic is that I don't want to work today, and I don't even have a real job. This is not even hard, and I still don't want to do it. Can you turn my headphones up a little bit, because I have this weird thing where I can't hear. Oh, yeah, it's called being old. Thank you. Ever get on YouTube and you can't get off of it because you start finding stuff and it leads to stuff and it leads to stuff, and finally, after 3 hours, I finally went to bed.
I did today.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate it. And it started last night with magic, because I found this show on Channel 11, Penn and Teller, Fool Us. Have you seen this show?
Yes, I love that show.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
I'm watching that show, and there's this magician, female magician, which you never see, and her name is Jade. Asian. What an odd name for an Asian woman to take. Jade. Oh. And she was pretty good. So I just took the iPad and I Jade, magician, and boom, here comes some videos of Jade. And then I get these other related videos. So I'm watching like 20 magicians do different tricks and stuff. I hate that. And then for some reason, and there's no bridge here that makes any sense, I don't even know why, but I went to look up something about Dean Martin. And I thought, you know what, I don't ever remember seeing Dean Martin interviewed. Do you?
No.
Think about it. The Carson show doesn't count. I mean an interview like 60 minutes.
Like a sit-down and get into his life and everything. No.
So I found two ever that were done. One was an Australian TV show, and he was on by satellite. And the other was British, BBC. But I don't think he ever did a 60 Minutes 2020 and nothing. And I just thought that was odd, that there was no interview with Dean Martin except the two that I found. So that's why I didn't get to bed when I should have. I'm dancing around with YouTube. Welcome to the September 1st edition of the Lawrence Morning Show in the afternoon. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. And after the Burke segment, we have something you must see, and it's on our Facebook page, thanks to Peon. You have to see this. But first, let's turn to Dan Strauss. It's all yours.
And you're talking about being
you're
on
welcome.
YouTube. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Frank. Talking about being on YouTube, and I was on YouTube earlier today, and I get on YouTube to learn songs and stuff, and you can see how songs are played. And
why would you care about that?
Well, I'm in a band.
What?
I don't know if I've told you that.
What? Hey, Peon, he's in a band.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? The Southside Johnny Band. But
never heard of him.
So I was on YouTube. And now, lately, I don't know if you've noticed this, but when a video gets finished, it rolls over and starts playing another video and another video, and it just keeps going and will go on to
yes.
either, either the same artist or do something else.
No, I have had that happen.
And this one went into a Leonard Skinner documentary. And this thing's about an hour long, maybe a little longer than an hour. I could not stop watching this thing. It went on how the entire band got formed in their garage and when they got big and how they named themselves. And they named themselves from an old gym coach in high school.
Whoa.
And his name was Leonard Skinner. But so they changed it to Leonard Skinner. They hated this guy and ended up.
Hate him, so you name your band.
Yeah. Everybody hated
him. The band should have been called We Hate Leonard Skinner.
That should be the name of the band. I know. So they all ended up, when they ended up making it big, they became friends with this guy. He was like, he's not such a bad guy. And he grew his hair long and all this other. But it's an excellent documentary. And it goes through the entire band from the plane crash and their drugs and alcohol, and they talked about destroying hotels and stuff. And
what?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not something I've ever
and being
heard of a
kicked
band.
Out.
Drugs,
I know.
Drugs and hotel destruction.
No, drugs,
they're
alcohol.
They're very different.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
And how the fame and fortune kind of took over and kind of messed them all up.
Be careful, because if you're not careful, that's what's going to happen to you.
No,
with that
no.
band you're in?
Yeah.
No, listen to me. It's fame.
Yeah,
there's chicks
yep.
and stuff.
Once.
Be careful, Dan.
Oh, we're going to stay grounded.
Well, we're going to try to help you stay grounded, but we've seen how this goes.
Yeah.
You know,
it starts out that way.
Yeah, starts out like, oh, every weekend, maybe a couple times a week, and then the next thing you know, you're in the tabloids.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful. I tried to watch this thing you're talking about, and I messed something up, and I ended up watching this guy who's a, he hates black people, and he's a racist, Leonard Skinhead. It was a story. Story of a guy named Leonard Skinhead.
That was probably
wrong documentary.
Pretty interesting.
It was. It was actually very interesting.
But the plane crash, I did learn on the plane crash, Ronnie Van Zant, who actually started the band, and he was the lead singer. He died in the plane crash. And
was he Steve? Had to be related to Stevie Van Zant, right?
No, it's Stevie Ray Vaughan. Oh,
there's a Stevie Van Zant. Bruce Springsteen. You said
No, they're not related.
What are the chances?
But I know.
Van Zant is not exactly a common name.
Yeah, because they never mentioned anything. His brother is now the lead singer.
Johnny, right?
Johnny, yes. Johnny Van Zant is the lead singer for Leonard Skinner. But their drummer, who is no longer the drummer of Leonard Skinner, he was in the plane crash, and he was the only one that could actually move. But he had ribs sticking out of his chest, and he went and climbed over barbed wire and all this other stuff to get to a farmhouse.
What's her name? Barb what?
Barbed wire.
He crawled over her?
Yes.
Wow.
He crawled over her with his ribs and everything sticking out and a bunch of broken bones.
Chicks hate that.
I know.
When you crawl over and your ribs are sticking
out. Oh, yeah.
They don't like that.
Yeah. And then got help for everyone else. So it's a really interesting documentary, and it's one of those, I don't watch documentaries like you guys do, but
we love them.
I started watching this and could not stop watching it.
All right, since you mentioned this, and if anybody disagrees with me on this, it just means you haven't seen the documentary I'm about to mention. The all-time best documentary ever made. The Dancing Outlaw, Just Go Home.
Oh, my goodness. You're right.
Listen, if anybody listening has never seen this, if you don't enjoy this, seek medical attention, because there's something wrong with you. Honest to goodness. The Dancing Outlaw, and I think that's what the original is called, Just Go White, The Dancing Outlaw.
It's on YouTube, right? You can find it.
I think you can.
It was made in like the 80s.
But then there was a follow-up to it. They did a sequel.
Oh, wow.
They went back and caught up with him.
Yes.
He went to jail or something. Folks, I'm not kidding. This is like when you hear people talk about the hills of Virginia and the Appalachian, whatever, and like the most extreme uneducated mountain hillbillies. That's who these people are. And this Jesco White, this is the most entertaining eye-opening, informative, educational, unbelievable documentary. And PBS did it. It was actually done through public broadcasting.
It was, yes.
I can't even begin to tell you. No, I can't even start to tell you what this is like to watch this thing. You sit there going, you got to be kidding me. There are actually people in this country like this? And the answer is yes. And more of them than there should be, probably. The dancing outlaw, Jesco White. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go get my email. I'll check it in the morning. And here'll be an email and another email and another email. What was the name of that documentary? Please try to remember, because I just, after 5-6 responses, I can't sit there and respond. It's The Dancing Outlaw. And I think it's D-A-N-C-I-N. Dancing Outlaw, Jesco White. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. And,
worth watching.
There was the first one, and then the second one, Jesco Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, my goodness.
And then The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia that covered the whole family.
And they're all good. And if you have to buy them to watch them, then buy them. It'll be the best money you ever spent.
Yeah, he followed in his pappy's footsteps of being a tap. It was a combination of tap and clog, I think. They normally would just do it on a piece of plywood.
Right. That they took with them. He'd lay the plywood down. Yeah. And here's the deal. This is not a scripted.
No.
This is when they talk about reality show, this is just a camera rolling with these hillbillies. It is the best. It's the best documentary I've ever seen in my life. Oh, there you go. I don't know what else I could say about it. Jesco White, The Dancing Outlaw. If you sometimes you go to look for things and you cannot get them free. You have to buy them. Then for goodness sakes, give up a dinner or something and buy it. You will laugh your guts out at this. And you'll be in disbelief, shock. You'll be laughing. I can't say anymore. I hope, is Jesco still alive?
Yes. I
Isn't
just looked
he in prison?
He's 59 now.
Is
no,
he in jail?
He's 59?
Yeah, 59.
And what's really sad is he doesn't know that he's an ignorant hillbilly moron. He doesn't know that. And the way they talk to each other, the family, there's a scene in it, and it's just PBS and a cameraman, and there's a scene in there where his wife, he's sitting on the stoop of a trailer. They live in this horrible trailer, and his wife comes out and says something to him, and he turns around and says, "I'll kill you." He said, "Shut up, I'll kill you." I mean, honest to goodness, and he's not kidding.
The only arrest I see here was back in 2009, where Jesco and his sister, Sue Bob White.
Sue Bob?
Yeah.
His sister, Sue Bob.
Were arrested for drug-related charges.
Hey, we got some calls. See these calls about
that's
Jesco
yes, and the
White.
Whole family is covered in that most recent one. It was done in 2009 by the Jackass guys. They produced it. And it covers all of the Jesco, Mamie, Ona Fontaine, Bo, Pony,
and
then
there
and
was
Shubha.
There was some big deal, too, where the Whites realized they weren't getting the money they thought they should get, that the Jackass people got all the money.
Right.
Oh, everything about this is just so fantastic. No, and I know there are people listening know what I'm talking about. And for those of you who don't, you can thank us later for turning you onto this thing. I mean, it's not something new, but when Dan mentioned documentary, you know, in your life, you stumble on a couple of things that just stick with you. Sling Blade, for me, the movie, and the only reason I watched it, because I'm watching the Academy Awards, and I keep hearing all these people, Sling Blade, my goodness, low budget, what a great movie. I didn't even know what it meant, Sling Blade. What the heck can that be about? I knew what a sling blade was because I grew up in Tennessee. We had a sling blade. You go out in the ditch in front of your house, you cut the weeds with it. But I couldn't begin to understand what the movie's about. Then I watch it, and I've watched it like 6 times. And I'll put Dancing Outlaw, Jesco White, in that category. Can't get it out of your head. If you watch it, you will not be able to get it out of your head.
No.
I can see right now, and it's been years, Jesco dancing on a piece of plywood. And his recording room, his makeshift recording room.
Yeah. And his dad,
where he sings
his
along
dad D-Ray, was killed by his brother or something.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Was,
they're a
yeah.
mess. That family's all messed up. Somebody on the phone about Jesco?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Burke Simmons, we were in the middle of. Dan, did you have anything else?
No, that was it.
Peon, did you have anything?
Yes, I have just one thing.
All right. This would be Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Now, see, I don't like it when I say that because it sounds like I'm saying Peon, everybody.
Right.
Let me redo it. Edit that out.
Everyone. This
Edit
is
that out.
Maybe. Okay.
Let me do it again. And now, everybody, here is Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There's this college that releases a list every year, and it's pretty neat to put things in perspective the way they do. They do a different list every year of what – so a person entering college right now would be 18 years old, and they would have been born
– unless you're Jessica Wine, you're entering college, you're 42.
Yes. The majority of
that'd
college,
be young for him.
The majority of college freshmen are 18 years old. They were born in 1997. Dan, your
96.
Daughter.
Alyssa was born in 96.
I guess 96, 97.
Yeah.
But they make a list every year of what these kids have always had.
I've seen this.
Yeah, but they do. They update it every year for.
And the thing is, they don't have any idea of what they are, like if you said Beta or VHS, then
right.
What are you talking about?
And this is, these are things that have pretty much that have always been around for these
kids.
All right,
so these are people who are right now 18.
18, okay. Yes. Hybrid cars have always been mass-produced, which is weird to think of. Google has always been there. So I guess Google has been around for 18 years. They've never licked a postage stamp. Because nowadays they're just stickers.
Oh, they're just they're sticker.
And email and self-adhesive.
Yeah.
But beyond that, they've probably never actually mailed a letter.
Right, exactly.
That's what I think that means.
They have grown up thinking that Wi-Fi should be everywhere. It's an entitlement.
I agree with them.
Cell phones have become so used in classrooms that teachers don't know which students are using them to take notes. Or which are planning, you know, texting, planning a party. I guess, I don't know if every classroom is different by teacher, if they're allowed to have
cell phones. Is this in college you're talking about?
Well, no.
Because high school.
Growing up through school.
Oh, high school, Alyssa was not allowed.
I would not think you could have a cell phone.
Not allowed, but they wouldn't know if you were using it under the desk or something, right?
Oh, no, yeah, well.
Especially if you're a girl with long hair, you got an earpiece in, they can see it.
Yeah, but if they were caught using it, the teacher would confiscate the phone, then they would.
And hasn't the cell phone business killed the calculator business? Except in class, if you're not allowed to have a cell phone, and you wouldn't be able to use the calculator.
Well, once you get into geometry you have all those other buttons, those sine and cosine.
Yeah, we had what those meant.
We had to go buy one of those $100 calculators.
Yes.
Could you ever figure those out?
40
no.
keys. No, that's where math started being irritating to me. Yes. But I saw a great thing online the other day that this teacher had made a piece of poster board with a bunch of pockets, and it had numbered for each seat in its class, and you were only marked – attended in the class if your cell phone was put in this pocket.
Ooh, good idea. Unless you're smart enough to get two cell phones.
Well, that's true.
You get a burner.
I mean, kids nowadays,
get
I guess.
Get a burner
they
phone.
More
stick
than
it in there.
Mm-hmm. A couple more here. The therapeutic use of marijuana has always been legal in a growing number of states, so they've always seen marijuana as being less criminalized and used for a different thing. So I think that's just fun to look at a couple, you know, it doesn't seem that far ago that I was 18, but
that far ago,
that long ago.
Well, you hear him say that?
No,
that
I did.
That far
time
ago.
Could be distance if you think about it in a certain
way.
You're
sitting in the corner with Jessica White.
That far ago.
Fargo.
My grandson's too. He takes an iPad, and to him, it's like when I was a kid. If you handed me a coloring crayon and a piece of paper,
oh yeah,
he knows exactly what to do with it. He can push the home button. He can swipe. Push the icon he wants. Two!
Oh, yeah.
He's two!
It's scary how the kids know how to do things.
Yeah, he'll grow up always thinking tablets. Tablets were always just around.
But you know what? This is exactly the same thing people said when we were kids. Well, these kids today, they grow up thinking the TV has always been around.
Color? I mean,
yeah.
Always been color
even black
TV.
And white. I'm sure my parents thought, well, you don't have any idea. What do you mean, sitting around watching TV? We didn't have TV. We listened to the radio.
Yeah.
And then the generation before that went radio. We didn't have any radio. Every generation.
Yeah, I'll tell Archie one day. One day, to use the internet, we had to dial in.
Yeah.
You know what he'll say? What's dial? What does that mean? Here's how old I am. One time and one time only in my life, and I had to be five, my relative, an aunt, or somebody held me up so that I'd be high enough to talk into that crank phone, the one with the crank on the side,
oh,
and you
yeah.
held the thing up to your ear, and you talked into the horn part.
Where you had to have the operator patch
yes.
you into the line?
Sarah! And her name was always Sarah. No, one time I remember using that phone. That's how old I am. And I never used it again. But, look, if you want to start, I think, and again, I'm sure every generation says this, I think we, meaning me and people my age and even Dan's age, we got to see a lot of stuff, man.
Oh,
we went
yeah.
from black and white to color to the rotary dial to push button to voice activated to you name it. I mean, we really saw some stuff.
The way to get a hold of anybody was we had pagers. And then you had to find a phone to call in to get a message.
I had a pager on my belt for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have a cell phone.
And the party line one, to me, that's one I just can't wrap my head around. Early 70s, maybe?
Yeah, and I don't remember ever having a party line at our house.
I remember you telling stories about it, and that one
you'd pick up the phone, and if you heard people talking, you were supposed to, if you're polite, hang up, and then try later, and if nobody was on it, then you could use it. But you never did hang up, especially if something juicy was going.
Oh, yeah, you'd listen.
Try to be real quiet.
Put your hand over the mouthpiece.
What was the point of that? Just so
I don't know.
The only way they could patch people together in that neighborhood.
No, because if you had money, you could pay for a private line. If you had money, you could tell the phone company, "We want a private line."
So it was
line.
Just
Ooh,
cheaper to have
doctor.
The party line.
Yeah, yeah it's a
and
cheaper
that's what
way
it was called. I want to install the party line at my house
because it was more than one party. It wasn't
connected
being like,
to the
hey,
same
hand me
phone
another
line.
Beer. Not that kind
right.
of party.
It was just more than one phone in different buildings hooked up to the same phone.
Hey,
line.
I remember going to somebody's house. And we need to use the phone. They go, oh, go ahead. We have a private line. What? You know, it was.
And was it the same phone number? Did you have the same phone number as the
yeah,
neighbor?
Yeah, how did somebody call you?
No, you didn't have the same phone number. You were on the same circuit.
Yeah.
Think of it as a section.
So
you
somebody
were all
could still
sharing
just,
the same
So if
line.
Somebody called you.
Yeah, they would call
could,
you.
What if
no,
they
no,
hear,
no, if they called
it, it
you,
it was either busy or
nobody else can answer.
It would ring.
But if they picked up the phone and heard people talking, they couldn't call you.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's operator assist anyway. Here's the other thing I remember. And you old codgers, you'll remember this. You pick up the phone and you said, information, please.
Yeah.
And then an information operator would come on and ask you what number you were looking for. I'd like the number for Ian Geis.
Klondike 5.
Yeah, one moment. Two. That's Klondike 5, 8462.
Yeah.
And information, please, was what
well,
you said.
Well, I can still remember calling. It didn't seem like that long ago.
It was 411.
You could call a live person to get you a phone number.
Yeah, 411.
Now it's all automated.
It was 411, then it went to 1411.
Yeah.
Now it's all automated, but now who even...
No, nobody.
I mean, you can look at your phone in 2 seconds and get a phone number.
But here's the deal. There's no directory anymore, and you can't call an operator and ask for somebody's cell phone number, and there's no cell phone directory.
No.
So that whole business is out the window.
Oh, when a phone was busy, you'd have to... If you really needed to get a hold of someone, you would call the operator and say, I need an emergency cut-in.
Yes, I do remember.
Oh, my goodness, I remember
that. And they'd go, we have an emergency call from Frank. Do you wish to give up the line?
You make a long-distance call, and they operate, and it was busy. And if it kept being busy, you'd ask the operator to check, I'm not making this up, and see if there was conversation on the line or if somebody left it off the hook.
Yeah.
And the operator would come back and say, no, there's active conversation on that line. And if it's an emergency, you'd say, would you please interrupt? This is an emergency.
Yeah.
And the operator would cut in on whoever's talking. You say, excuse me, this is a cell operator. We have an emergency call from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two, then that other person would hang up and let the person take that call.
Yeah.
Wow, I forgot all about that.
And they would say, you're free to call. They're giving up the line or something like that.
And then there's the deal of having, again, if you had money, you had two phones in your house. Now, we had one, and wasn't it always beige and in the kitchen?
Yes.
It was on the kitchen wall, and it was beige.
Beige or yellow or?
Big, long, curly cord.
A black one.
And if you were sneaky... And you finally got to the level where you had that second phone put in. How many times did you go quietly pick it up to listen to what your brother or your mother or somebody was talking about on
go,
the phone? And then they would always go, is somebody else on this
phone? Yeah, I think somebody picked up the phone.
Because you could tell.
Yeah.
You can tell it.
And you know what? I'm sure this service still has to be in use. It's the operators that have to translate for deaf people. Have you ever heard that? Where somebody calls and talks to an operator, and then they have to type it into a...
Oh, my goodness. You have some special equipment.
Yeah.
You
have to. I think the person has to...
You know what this makes me think of? The original Saturday Night Live, Garrett Morris, where the operator goes, he wants to know if you're going to the ball game.
Well, I've heard some prank calls using that where the operator has to repeat everything. So I've heard people saying some crude things, and they have to. That's part of their job. They have to pass along whatever you're saying.
Oh, you know what? You're right. What if she's on a machine... So that she can send the message to the deaf person on the other end. And he goes, you tell him to go F himself.
I think they have to do it.
I think they probably do. All right. Yes, welcome to Old People Talk. I have to do a little business here. The business of Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. Easy business for me to do. I got another diagnostic analysis today in the email. This one was for the Corvette. And it was tire pressure for the last month, the average tire pressure. I was 2 pounds off on one tire and a pound on the other. Nothing to be alarmed about. And it told me about how much life I had left on my oil and on and on and on. And as long as you're talking about technology, how amazing is that? How amazing is that? From a satellite, the OnStar people are able to send me an email every month and tell me how everything looks under the hood of my Chevrolet. Wow. That's all at Landolf. It's at every Chevy dealer. But we don't care about the other Chevy dealers now, do we? Of course we don't. Your AM and the PM, they don't even exist. There's one. Here's what you have to do. Like self-hypnosis. You convince yourself there's one Chevrolet dealer in all of the listening area. Just one. In fact, let's do that now. Let's do hypnosis. I am self-trained. Relax. Now, I want you to take a deep inhale, deep breath, and then slowly let it out. Now, I want you to say, repeat after me, there's only one Chevrolet dealer within 100 miles of where I am. Repeat that. Okay, thank you. Now, say, and that dealer is Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. Thank you. And now say, if I want to buy a Chevy and I don't want to buy it from Landolf, I guess I'd have to go to Chicago. And now I will snap my finger and you won't remember that you did that. But as far as you're concerned, because you're aiming the PM, that's the only place to buy a Chevy. You'll drive by another Chevy dealer today and you'll go, wonder what that is. It won't even register because we're Landolf people. And one visit, and you will be too. That's all I'm going to say. I know that lots of people hate the idea of buying a car. I feel bad for those people. That tells me that not one of those people ever bought a car from Johnny Landolf. Why don't you see what we're talking about? There are all kinds of good reasons to do it now. Interest rates are still ridiculously low. Get in the Chevy of your choice. They will help you make that happen. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, 24/7 at Landolf.com. And, of course, you know where they are. They've been there for, 55 years. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet.
Meet me.
Time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it looks like we've got, we may have an incident on southbound 270 before Doherty Ferry. They've got the camera pointed the wrong way, but traffic is running stop and go from approaching Manchester to about halfway down before Doherty Ferry. And then you had an earlier accident that they were working on northbound Hampton at Highway 40 that had a lane blocked there. Looks like we're just getting a little volume that's starting to build up now on westbound 40, and that's between Spady and Highway 270, and then again from 141 out through Timberlake Manor. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has what you need to get 110% ready for back to school with low prices on the less list items all season long. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Dan Strauss World's Worst Producer Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers.
After winning 23 games over the last 2 years, the Missouri Tigers open the 2015 season this Saturday. The Tigers host SEMO at the Zoo at 3 p.m. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me. Our Tiger Network coverage begins at 1 p.m. right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equalizing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-655-6088. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-655-6088. That's 1-800-655-6088.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
I'm your roofing man. I'll do all I can to make sure you're satisfied. Yes, ma'am, you can bet that I'll be sweating in the doggone heat. Take it from me. I'll be working hard, and I've got those scars and muscles can break a 2x4 in palaces on these rugged hands. Yes, ma'am, I'm your roofing man. My name's Billy. Call me now.
Barry Construction Storm Repair, 636-
800-294-7663.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their Research Monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201. All the way with LBJ. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And did you know that the award-winning play All the Way begins September 11th here in St. Louis at the Rep? You can go along with dinner at Jimmy's on the Park. Here's how to enter.
All you have to do is register at KTRS.com or text the Rep to 84126, and it could be you and a friend at the Loretto Hilton Center to see the Repertory Theater's production of All the Way from the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, man, I love this. In the 60s. Oh, this is... Every time I see her, I know the song. It is Long Come Mary, the song. Mm-hmm. Is it the association? I know. Yeah. Is that right?
Woohoo! Still got it.
We're going to take some phone calls. These phones are going crazy. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. I believe Marv called yesterday. We ran out of time. Marv, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great, Frank. Just played a round of golf this morning and just kicking back here. On the phone situation, okay, I grew up in Walnut Park up in North St. Louis County back in the 40s and 50s. And we had the phone situation, the party line, and just like you say, there could be somebody talking on it. And there would be like three different families would share a particular number. And the thing is, when you were, somebody would call you, so the phones would ring in all three different houses.
That's weird.
And you, then, to try to figure out who was actually, you know, the call was for, you were assigned a ring. So you'd be one ring, or two rings, or three rings.
A three ring of dinghies if you're Lily Tom.
Right. Yeah. So what happened if you're there at home, and when you get the phone rings, you would wait. And if it rang again, then you'd wait. And then if it rang again, then you knew it was you.
I'd take the other people's call and pretend I was them. Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. But that's how they differentiated between how the rings work. And then, as you became a little more affluent and you wanted your own line, the next level up was something called 40 calls. I don't know if that rings a bell with anybody, but you would get a private line, and you, for X dollars, you would be given 40 calls a week, and that would be either 40 calls, a combination of out or in.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must be like a doctor. If you can afford that.
So that was like when cell phones first came to be, you would buy packages.
Well, even
for
now,
minutes.
You buy 300 minutes or five, minutes, you get 40 calls.
Yeah, and the thing is, we were probably a more affluent family in Walnut Park was pretty much blue collar. And my aunt and uncle lived next door, and they weren't as well off as us. So what would happen is we got this 40 calls, and so my mom would have, when my aunt wanted to make a phone call, she'd come over to our house and use our phone, and we'd keep track of how many calls came in.
Hey, you used up three calls already.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, hey, okay, I tried to call. I'll make this real short. I tried to call yesterday about the bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Okay, back in the days, remember when there was the I heart, you know?
Oh, sure.
My dog, you know?
I hate those.
So there'd be an eye and a heart, and there a picture of like a German shepherd or something. Yeah. Okay, back in those days, one of the books, National Lampoon or whatever, there was a deal you could buy a little packet of stickers, and it was a white sticker that would cover the heart, and drawn on the white sticker was a picture of like a wood screw. You know, so what you do is you take these stickers and you put them over the heart, and it would say, "I screw my German Shepherd."
Now that's funny.
I never did send away, but I did see one time. I live up in Florissant, and you know, in a lot of supermarkets and shopping centers, and I did actually see one time somebody had put one of these things over a lady. Said, "I screw my poodle."
That's funny.
I just thought that was so great. Hey, I'll let you guys go. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Marv.
All right, bye now.
Yeah, now that's funny. When you put something on over, and you know, a lot of people wouldn't notice it. My wife never looks at her car. She could have a flat tire, get in and drive off. She wouldn't notice it.
Well, they sell magnetic ones and with a bunch of horrible different sayings on it where you could just
magnetic
slap
bumper stickers?
Yes.
But there's no metal bumpers. How are you going to attach
it? I guess nowadays, yeah, it wouldn't be the...
It's but, not going to stick.
You attach it to the, I guess, to the...
A chrome one, I guess it would stick on, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Most chrome's actually not even chrome, it's plastic. But there must be some way they stick. Maybe they're slightly adhesive.
Maybe on the trunk. Would it stick on the trunk? Just
yeah,
above?
That's just
it's a good idea until you realize the person whose car you put it on got killed
right.
by some yeah. road rager who didn't like what it said. That is not a very good idea. Let me talk to Linda. Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. What's up?
Well, two things. You talked about two things, and you took me back memory lane today. But you were talking about the wall phones where it was before the party line when you had the old crank phone on the wall.
Well, that's,
and you had to
that's,
talk to
yeah.
the mouthpiece.
Yeah, that's old for me. I was like 4 years old. I barely remember that. But yeah,
I know. But my aunt was either the next to the last. I don't think she was the last one. Phone operator in the United States.
Ooh, the Lily Tomlin one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, that operator.
Well, yeah, but it was like a long and a short, or two shorts and a long, or three longs, or whatever it might be, is the way they did it, because it was the entire area.
You know what? Somebody is still an operator. There are still phone operators. We just never talk to them. Because if you dial old...
We're talking about the one with the wall phone, with the hold it in your hand, you got to speak to the mouthpiece up on the...
Okay, I got you.
That one. She was, I think... When they did the write-up for her in the Memphis Democrat, which is Memphis, Missouri, I think it was 68 or 9.
69.
And at that time, I think she was the second to the last person that was actually a phone operator like that.
Wow.
And we lived 16 miles away, but in order to call my aunt over in Rutledge, it was a long-distance call. And we had a gal that lived between us who had a phone on both sections, so we'd call her, then she'd call on the other phone to my aunt.
Oh, my goodness.
Message, and we'd call it back that way.
Probably to save 30 cents.
Right, yeah. Exactly. The other one is the country schools. I grew up in a good-sized town.
Now, you're going way back now. You're letting everybody really know how old you are.
Yeah, that's all right. I was in school in the 50s, and when we moved to Missouri, I had the opportunity of going to a one-room schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. And after I graduated college, went to Africa, spent 10 years, and came back in 77-78 school year. I taught it was actually a two-room schoolhouse. We had four grades in the lower and four grades in the upper. And at that time, there were 137 one-room schoolhouses left in the state of Missouri in 1977. So it's just that recent.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. But you did take me down memory lane, because in the little country town up there, we had those phones till I was about 18, I guess. I was 23 when they took them out.
Nice.
So yeah, that's been a long time ago.
Right.
But
at least they
have had them around. And some of us are still.
She cut herself off.
What happened?
Cut herself off. Hey, we got a break, but. There are still operators. I just never talk to them. Do you ever dial old for anything?
No.
I think if you do on a regular phone, there's an operator there. We just don't ever. I think the last time I did it was we're going on one of our trips, and I wanted to ask something. No, that couldn't be, because that was a cell phone.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. How many operators can there be? And they're probably just sitting there.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would call me.
We should try calling one later.
Here, call the operator. Right now, just call the operator. Just hit O. I bet somebody just hit O. Somebody has to.
You want to do it on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the heck? We can hang up and act like we made a mistake.
Okay, go ahead and pick it up.
All right, on the end. I'll guarantee you an operator will answer.
AT&T Operator Assistance. The local time is 3:56 p.m. If this call is an emergency, hang up and dial 911 now.
No, it's not.
To place a call, press 1.
To place a
call. For directory assistance, hang up and dial 411.
Well, you can still do that.
For AT&T customer service and repair, hang up and dial 1-800-288-2020. If you are a customer with a disability and require assistance placing a call, press 0 or remain on the line. To repeat these options, press star.
So it will eventually.
Oh, assistance, so remain on the line, so an operator will come on.
But here's the problem. If you're really old, and all you're barely able to crawl to the phone.
Takes too much. Yeah. Energy.
And you got just enough strength to hit one thing, and you hit. Oh, you got to hear all that.
Yeah, you got to go through all that.
And now you're dead by the time somebody comes on. You're dead.
I like the fact that you hit zero and you hear that message, and then they tell you to press one to dial a number.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you knew that, you wouldn't hit zero. Here's the other thing.
Did they still have the time and temperature number? Do you remember that?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Oh, it was 321-2222. Is that what it was?
I don't think so. Here's what's aggravating. Did you ever do this at home? We're used to on the cell phone. You don't need the one plus. You dial the area code. So at home, I do the area code.
Oh, yeah.
You have to dial one. No! And then sometimes on my cell phone, I'll dial one because I was just at home using the phone. And it won't go through. There's no need. You do not need to dial one before the. You know what? I feel sorry for really young people. They don't remember any of this.
No, they don't.
Mathena Heating and Cooling been around 73 years. And I'm sure 73 years ago, well, obviously things were very different. And when I say heating and cooling, we've talked about this before. I don't think a handful of people had air conditioning or cooling systems. So most of Matheny's work was on heat. Boy, I'll bet they were in a slump in the summertime. Matheny, here's the sound of their whoever worked there, because nobody needed their heating worked on. Well, of course, now most everybody has heating and air conditioning, and everybody needs somebody to keep it up, to keep it running, to fix it when it's broken, and to replace it when it's shot. Why don't you make that Matheny? 73 years, they've done something right. It's a good family business, and I think when you have them out, there'll be no reason to ever call anybody else again. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, they'd love to have you as a customer because they service all of St. Louis and St. Charles County. And never worry about the size or the make or the model or the type or the brand. They are trained to work on everything. Doesn't matter. It can be ancient or it can be new. And when it comes to replacing, there's a very special way to replace a system properly. And they know how to do that and do it right so that you get the most efficiency. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out specials.